Welcome to 7 Abundance Hacks for Success in Any Situation.
Today we're going to be doing Hack Strategy 1, How to Center Your Emotions.
I'm Dr. Tracy Latz.
And I'm Dr. Marian Ross from ShiftYourLife.com.
Much of what we'll be talking about today we've covered already in our books, Bye Bye Self-Sabotage.
And we also do intensive seminars covering these subjects in much more detail than we're going to do today.
We have online courses and a membership site at ShiftYourLife.com. What's the law of attraction all about?
What's abundance about?
Ooh.
That's the big question today.
Many people are familiar with this concept to some degree, but very simplistically. It's much like we show here, where you see this gentleman in his heart, and he's thinking, I want love, and I want money, and oh, this is what I want, and boof, with his heartfelt intention, he creates attracting a woman, a dog, and unconditional love, as well as money. Sounds pretty easy.
Unless you have any unconscious, subconscious thoughts which are contradictory to that.
That's right. This is what many people don't talk about. What tends to limit people from being able to use the law of attraction and the law of abundance to their utmost ability? Well, in our books and in courses we've talked about the bow and arrow theory of manifestation. And it goes like this. You see here, Angry Bob. And Angry Bob has the anger, you see, he's holding over his heart. And he's thinking, all I ever get is crap. That's all I ever get. And he's now thinking, I can go and create this wonderful thing through this law of attraction. But what we talk about is having a bow and arrow, where we draw back the bow powerfully, and that's our emotion. The arrow that we put in is our thought. So we draw back powerfully. Here's Bob, oh, I'm so angry. And his thought is, all I ever get is crap. Boof. And what happens?
He draws back his bow with crap, he gets crap.
And that's what you see.
Negativity breeds negativity because that's what you're attracting.
So here he is, he's literally attracted crap with the flies flying around it, and what's he doing? He says, all I ever get is crap. And the cycle continues. We all have been that person sometime where all we attract is negativity over and over, and we wonder how this happens.
Because we believe it's the outside world that gives us what we have in our inside world. And it's our inside world, it's who we are, how we think. What we believe is how we create.
So we have to be aware of, in this lesson, as a hack, what are our emotions? Our stuck emotions are the obstacles to the flow of our abundance.
And some of the top ones are, you may be familiar with one of these, the obstacle of feeling unloved.
I'm so unlovable.
Who could love me anyway? My parents never loved me. Why should anyone else love me?
We've all felt that way. We also get stuck by guilt or shame.
Mm-hmm.
We also feel abandoned at times.
And who hasn't felt anger and resentment?
Well, you can imagine if we're drawing back that bow with anger, guilt, shame, when we release it, we will shoot very powerfully into the world, being directed by the anger rather than what we actually are thinking in our mind, this is what I want in my life. We're too busy being angry, and that's what we're creating with. It's much like this beaver dam. It stops our flow.
So how do negative emotions affect our lives? I think we all know it prevents us from experiencing any kind of love and joy.
It prevents us from having intimate and loving relationships.
It stops us from maximizing our health.
And it causes us to feel empty, restless, with no sense of direction or purpose. It's like really rolling that boulder uphill. Everything feels hard.
Feeling unloved is one of the most difficult emotions to overcome for a lot of people because they don't even know they feel unloved. They manifest it in different ways. But feeling unlovable, how can you give to others when you're feeling unloved yourself? You don't even know what love is.
What keeps us from feeling lovable?
Oh, there's so many things. Where do we begin?
Loneliness.
Rejection.
Separation.
Negative life experiences.
Negative parental influences.
Guilt. Shame. Abandonment.
Unworthiness.
Grief and loss.
Shame.
This sounds like the Shrink's greatest hits. Embarrassment.
So, guilt and shame are one of the things that makes us feel unlovable.
It's the obstacle that keeps us from having wonderful, intimate, exquisite, and joyful relationships.
Until removed, we will continue to create repetitive, painful relationship patterns.
Abandonment.
Ugh.
We've all felt abandoned at some time.
What makes us feel abandoned?
Well, when a relationship ends or when you move.
A sibling is born. We feel we've failed. We get sick and our perception of who we are changes.
We feel we've been abused, punished, humiliated.
We feel disconnected or depressed.
We relocated or travel with no support system whatsoever.
Old age.
Or getting older.
Or we are fired and can't get a job.
Death of friends, family.
Or addiction. All of these make us feel abandoned.
Anger and resentment.
Ooh, that looks harsh.
It is harsh. But what truly makes us angry?
Miscommunication.
We feel wronged, violated, abused.
Betrayed. Humiliated.
That's a tough one. Judgment.
Not appreciated. Not
valued. We feel stupid. Others trying to control us. We feel out of control. We don't feel perfect. We feel like a failure. We're shamed or blamed or dissed or ignored.
Not being heard.
It's a long list.
Yes, it is. Violation of trust.
We can go on forever.
You know, we can hold on to anger for years sometimes.
And people do. And they hold on to anger from childhood. And they don't even know why they're angry anymore.
So all of these things hold us and keep us from experiencing joy. But understand, being angry is a choice.
Oh, what do you mean it's a choice? It's really hard to believe it's a choice. If you feel angry, you feel angry, don't you?
Well, there are only two valid reasons to feel angry.
Violation of one's rights as a human being, which means that I just go up and punch Tracy in the nose for no reason.
Or violation of trust or of a vow.
Or a promise.
So many people will get upset about all sorts of other things, and we think that we feel very righteous in our anger. But when we hold on to anger or any of these negative emotions, guilt, shame, abandonment from people, maybe from when we were 5 or 6, or maybe yesterday, it's like a ball and chain. It holds us back.
Whenever we choose to harbor thoughts linked to anger, resentment, or other negative emotions, we tether ourselves energetically to that person or situation, and we continue to draw similar negative experiences. Now, read that again, because it's so important. Energy follows thought.
And we tend to energize what we think about. We can choose to think about that which limits us or abundance. And I'm assuming if you're watching this, you want to create positive, joyful experiences, and you're feeling like you're struggling in doing that. This is the first hack. We're going to give you tools and tips to let go of this ball and chain. And these are just a few of the wealth of tools and tips that we teach.
Important points from the caveman.
We can't create for anyone but our own self.
The more powerful the emotion or intention, the more rapidly we create.
Remember, that's the more powerfully you pull your bow back and the more powerful that emotion, whew, when you release the arrow, it really flies. If we're just sort of thinking, maybe a little bit, it doesn't fly or create in our life at all.
And your subconscious, you have to be aware of. We shouldn't go into this now. It'll take a long time, but just the hint. You know, you don't always, we create probably 90% from our subconscious mind.
Our automatic
thoughts, not thoughts that we're getting in the present.
Our thoughts direct how the intention or great emotion actually manifests in our life.
And when you have conflicting intentions, the more powerful one will create.
If we draw our bows back with intention of harming others, we'll only draw similar negative energies to our own lives. Let's talk about how to transform anger and resentment. This is a meditation. Get comfortable sitting, lying, or standing, and close your eyes. Picture yourself walking on a path. In the distance, you see a mound or a rising hill in front of you. Walk up the path. It's a beautiful sloping hill with beautiful green grass on either side. You can hear the crunching under your feet of gravel and maybe crunching of leaves as you walk up the path. You begin to crest this hill and you see a smoldering urn in front of you in the center of a circle at the top of this hill. Slowly approach the urn and you notice that there is a smoldering fire and embers at the bottom of this urn. As you stand in front of this urn, begin to connect with everything that has made you feel angry or resentful. Allow all of that anger and resentment to rise up from around your heart. It has been binding your heart like a huge cord. Feel that energy begin to come out of the center of your chest, from around your heart, and travel over to this urn and go into it. As it enters the urn, see the embers burst into flames. Allow all of your anger and resentment to uncoil from you, from around your heart, and travel over. See it transform in this fire. And see the smoke rise up into the sky. Take a few moments and continue to release any anger or resentment that you may feel, maybe from childhood wrongs that you experienced, maybe from recent experiences as an adult, or maybe from adolescence. Feel more and more release. As the last tendrils and coils begin to flow over into this urn, notice that the sun has gone down as this urn smoke lifts up, encircling into the sky. And notice the twinkling stars up in the beautiful azure blue sky. Feel a part of all the beauty. Feel how much lighter and freer you feel. Be aware that you can come and release anger, resentment, and negativity here any time that you choose. We have other tools for releasing anger.
We have a wonderful Qigong emotional release, which is shaking, and we have a Qigong emotional release, which is based on the Shaolin Temple. It's the precursor to EFT. It's a wonderful technique that is very short and very, very efficient to release any kind of overwhelming emotion or phobia.
We will give you an attachment of that here for those two techniques.
Well, let's talk about another one. Let's talk about the ceremonial anger release.
Well, you can make a ceremony out of releasing your anger. You could write down names of people that you're angry at or situations that you have been harboring anger towards, and you can go out and set a small fire outside. Please don't do this
or,
in your
or
home.
A bonfire outside.
And you can place this name or this writing into the fire to be released.
And transformed. Fire is very transformative.
You can also bury it. Another tool or technique is to tie it to a helium balloon. But we caution you. You don't want to have anything that would identify to you of what you have written down.
Because it could fall in your neighborhood.
That's right.
And another technique we have is called La Cucaracha technique. And that's really one that we use all the time and we teach all the time. It's like when it's Christmas and you have your mother-in-law there and you can't really identify very well with your mother-in-law. She annoys the heck out of you, but you can't resist seeing her because she's part of your family. So what do you do?
What you do is you picture this person, and it's going to sound silly, as if they were a cockroach.
Or an ant.
Or an ant. Because, you know, ants and cockroaches do what they do. They have their own consciousness, and we don't sit and scream that the cockroach doesn't come out during the day. It only comes out at night, and when we turn the light on, it runs away.
And we don't scream that the ant is going in line with all the other ants doing what the ant does, because that's the consciousness of the ant.
It's an insect consciousness. So you can picture whoever this is if you're not ready to release the anger or resentment towards them.
And this isn't disrespectfully. This is with respect, with the level of consciousness that they're at.
You are not calling in the exterminator.
You're just not taking this personally.
What you're doing is just seeing them as this insect consciousness so that you don't take what they're doing purposefully. And take it as a personal attack
reflection
on you.
Reflection of you, right.
So you begin to actually have compassion to a degree for the fact that these people are where they are. And they don't know any better. It's all good. Another tool that rapidly releases any negativity or allows you to at least be in your heart while you are using the law of abundance so that you're not unwittingly creating from anger or guilt or shame or any of these negative emotions is called the loving benefactor meditation. And it's pretty simple. What you do is you focus on someone who represents absolute unconditional love or compassion to you. It could be someone who's passed away already, someone who is living, could be someone you haven't seen since you were 5 or 5 years ago.
Could be a saint, it could be some sort of religious figure.
If you don't trust people, it could be an animal.
Or it could be a sunset.
It could be.
Anything that's of great beauty in your life that opens your heart.
Don't choose someone that you're going to go into a grief reaction if you picture them, if they recently passed away. And don't picture maybe your husband or spouse or a loved one if you just fought with them, because then you may go to anger or guilt or shame. So, choose who your loving benefactor is for now, and it can change each time you do this. And what you do is you close your eyes and picture whoever this is as if they were sitting or standing in front of you right now. look deeply into their eyes and feel or sense all their love and compassion flowing over to you, and allow yourself to receive it without judgment. If you feel you just have to send love to them first, go ahead. Look deeply into their eyes and send your love over to them, and you'll sense that there's a glowing of light almost around their head and shoulders. And now look deeply into their eyes still and feel all of their love flowing over to you, and allow yourself to receive it. Look even deeper into their eyes and sense the depth of their love and compassion for you. Usually by now you'll sense or feel a sense of fullness or warmth in the center of your chest or the center of your heart. At this point, you are in your loving self. When you're in your loving self, it's impossible to be in your angry, resentful, guilty, frightened, controlling, or any other self. Continue to look into their eyes and feel their love flowing over to you. And now they slowly move around towards your left side, around your left side, all the way around your left shoulder, until eventually they are standing or sitting behind your left shoulder, still sending you love. Now take a deep breath. And as you exhale, gently open your eyes, and you still feel your loving benefactor there. Now use the law of abundance and law of attraction to focus on what is your most heartfelt desire to manifest.
Do you feel how your heart is opened? Well, you can do this anytime.
We hope that you enjoyed this, and join us again at shiftyourlife.com.
Thank you.